welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean.
And I'm sorry that the Bills lost, babe.
Oh, that's all right.
We watched the Bills lose their first playoff game in what, like 19 years?
Yeah.
Well,
17 years. So 17 years it's been since the Bills have been to a playoff game. Buffalo Bills, mm-hmm. The NFL's Buffalo Bills. And, you know, they lost 10-3, which is kind of, that's a wiener score.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, when you think football games, it's like, it's just
people. It was a slog. That game was a slog.
It's just people just laying around being like, argh.
Yeah, it was just like, run, fall down.
Yeah.
Run, fall down, kick.
Well, I mean, look, and I love.
And the other team, the same thing. Yeah, back and back.
I grew up with the Bills, you know, and I was there through the glory years. You know, as a young Sean.
A young Sean?
Young 10-year-old Sean got to see them go to the Super Bowl and lose four times.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was tough for a sports fan. I wasn't a huge Bills fan. I'm never a huge football fan.
Yeah.
But I liked them enough because, you know, it represented a unity thing in, you know, in the city and
sure. And
the townspeople. And it just, you know, it brought a lot of people together. And it's always fun, you know, to go to a gathering of people watching a game, kind of like we did today.
Uh-huh.
You know, something I don't get to do very often.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't done very often in the past couple of years. And, you know, especially considering we live out here where
nobody cares about football in LA.
Yeah. No, I mean,
that's not true. People care about football. People don't care about LA teams.
Yeah.
People care about the teams from other places, but they sure don't give a fuck about LA teams.
Yeah, because LA is a bunch of transients. You know, a bunch of...
not everybody, but
not transients, transplants.
Yeah. Not everybody, but a lot of us.
Yeah. So, but yeah, they lost, but it was fun to have them be in the playoffs. So it was good to enjoy that for a little bit and eat some bagels.
Mm-hmm.
We brought, since it was, you know, the game so early.
Yeah, out here, everything's so damn early. It's 10 o'clock in the morning.
We're like, well, why not?
Let's eat bagels. Yeah.
Bring some bagels, some cream cheese.
Coffee. It's good.
And then Joe from I Could Talk Kayfabe.
Also from Buffalo.
And his girlfriend, Lauren, also from Buffalo. She provided the venue and the bean dip.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Delicious bean dip. So,
yeah, it was a good time.
It was good stuff. So, there's something else that you wanted to talk about.
Well, yeah, because yesterday we went to Amoeba Records here in Los Angeles.
Yes.
Which is a great place to go if you ever get a chance. But go with a list. Make sure you know what you're looking for, or you'll just like get lost because there's so much shit.
Yeah.
So we went, and because we were trading in a bunch of old DVDs and stuff, and I saw in this case they had an archive edition of Superman's Girlfriend Lois Lane.
Yes.
Which I didn't know was a thing.
Right.
I didn't know that they had put these out.
And that's the thing. We looked at the date on it. It was like, what, 2010?
2011.
And we've been out here and we've been putzing around with comic books for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, and we go to many comic book shops and we're always looking at stuff.
Yeah.
That is probably the first time I've ever seen
it. I never knew. I had no clue it existed.
I didn't know they do that because I know they do those. What are they called exactly?
I don't know. Let me look. They're like the archive edition.
Yeah, there's a name for them, but they're basically like these archived editions, and you know, you see them for, they got them for Superman, Batman, they got them for all the old
archive edition.
They got them for all the old, you know, DC books and stuff, and you know, there was one for Superman's girlfriend Lois Lane, which didn't know existed.
Yeah, no clue. I was so excited, and it was actually because it's originally $60. I got it for $30.
Because I think somebody sold it back.
Yeah, well, it was sealed, so no one ever opened it.
Yeah, somebody just sold it back,
so,
brand new.
Brand new, got it for $30, and it has Superman's Girlfriend Lois Lane 1-8, and The Adventures of Lois Lane from Showcase numbers 9 and 10.
Yeah, that was like the prequel. So you get
I'm super excited to read this.
Well, look what we got here on the back here. We have...
Lois Lane is Metropolis' fattest girl.
Yes.
And that's exciting.
Lois Lane adopts a super baby, Lois Lane convict, and also...
Something to do with wrestling.
Well, it's the ugly Superman, but he's wrestling.
Let me see if he's ugly.
Well, he's like he's like a ginger monster man.
I don't know if he's truly ugly Superman, but okay, we'll
go with it. Compared to Superman, he's ugly.
Sure. compared to Superman, everyone is ugly.
Yeah, compared to, you know, well, in this case, compared to Golden Age Superman, you know, he is.
Oh, this is Silver Age.
Silver Age Superman. Yeah. He is a hideous beast.
Yes.
So
I was going to say, you can put anybody next to Henry Cavill.
Well, that's the
thing.
And
they're hideous. I mean,
you can put.
Because he's just so good looking. It's just not.
You can put most handsome men.
You can put anybody next to Henry Cavill, and very few people will look good.
Is he more handsome than, let's say, Brad Pitt?
Oh, yeah, 100%. In my opinion, I've never been attracted to Brad Pitt, so that's not a very good question.
Is he more
for
handsome
me.
Than Ben Affleck now that you've been attracted 100%. To Ben Affleck? Okay.
Yes. 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 Except Ben Affleck's taller.
He is, yes.
So he has that in his favor. But yeah, no, he's much better looking. Ben Affleck looks like he drinks and smokes a whole shit ton, because he does.
Oh, yeah. He's living that life.
Yeah, he sure is.
He's living that hardcore Batman.
He is living that life.
He's living that life. Mm-hmm. There's that meme. You've seen that meme of him, right?
Where it's just like,
him standing there with a cigarette, just looking exasperated, and people. And
yeah, where
like,
he looks like he's just barely awake.
Yeah, people are all, you know, it's always like, me and the holidays, huh? You know, but that's, now he's.
I mean, really, who of us have not been there?
Of course. Of course. Yeah, exactly. I mean, he definitely does represent that, but he is a hardcore. He's been pretty memed.
He really has.
Between that and the
sad Batman,
the sad Batman, yeah,
sad Batman,
God.
And also when he was really sad during that press conference,
the vacant sadness that he had,
where it just kind of dawned on him what was happening, like the weight of the horrible decision he had made, just crushed down on him.
I am Batman. This sucks. Oh, God.
And he wasn't a bad Batman. I'm sorry. I didn't think he was terrible.
He was pretty good. I mean, the story had problems. He wasn't terrible, though.
No, I didn't think he was bad. I really didn't.
Dennis!
Surprisingly.
Dennis! How come I didn't see these checks?
Surprisingly not bad as Batman when I thought he was going to be the worst.
Yes.
So I was wrong.
So we found that book.
I'm really excited to read it. I can't wait.
Well, but
apparently, I don't know if there's any more editions. I didn't even look. Maybe I should.
You know, at least according to the inside cover that was printed back in 2011, it doesn't say that there's any additional editions.
Yes,
but there
this
may
is
be
number
others out.
One, though. So
we don't know.
Yeah. Archives, Volume 1, Superman's Girlfriend, Lois Lane.
Yeah, very exciting, though. I'm glad we...
Oh, I'm psyched for it. I can't wait.
And it was great, too, because we sold back like a bunch of like DVDs and like a few CDs, and...
We got more than we expected.
Yeah.
I think that happened with our comics, too. We were like, wait, what? But hey, cool. I mean, maybe they can sell them. Maybe...
Well, there was a pile
of shit that we got like nothing for, which was fine. And then there was like a tiny pile where we got like decent money for.
Well, some of those were like CDs and stuff.
Yeah, there were some CDs and stuff in there.
Yeah, and there was like CDs that I'm like, okay. Because I remember you bought those CDs like used.
Some of them, yeah. The Covenant one, no.
Really?
Yeah, Covenant was, maybe it was
I think you
used.
Bought it used from Second Spin.
No, Covenant I bought from Amoeba. I bought it from them.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because I know you bought a bunch of goth dance CDs.
Yeah.
And you just basically sold them back and they took them back for...
No, there was... So Covenant was the one that I bought.
Yeah.
The other ones that we sold back were ones you got from somebody.
I think I got those from work then.
You must have. Because I didn't buy them.
Oh, okay. I thought you bought them.
You were like, oh, I brought these because they were getting rid of them or something. I thought you'd like them. And I was like, yeah, that's cool. And I think I put like some of them on my iTunes. I was like, cool, neat. And then that. Yeah. But I don't have any use for actual physical CDs.
No, we don't.
So they went away.
Yeah, but that was cool. Because that was actually our first time. I think at least since I've been going there.
Yeah.
Like my first really useful instance of going to that store.
Yeah, and I've bought stuff from them
because it's a great
store.
It's
but that's you know we've bought stuff from them before. But like I said, you need a mission when you go there because it's really at least for me.
Yeah.
There's so much stuff, and I feel like every time I go in there, they rearrange shit, so I never know where I'm going.
It's really big.
It's huge. There's a million people, and I'm always like trying to figure out where my shit is by like looking at this map, and then there's so much of it that I'm just overwhelmed.
Yeah, you don't. Because you can literally buy, like, just a bunch of random shit that you
Got all sorts of stuff. They're like, here's a bunch of CDs for a buck. And I mean, if I had the inclination, like, oh my God, like, back when I was younger, way back when I was still in college, like, I used to go to used CD stores all the time. And I would have gone to that dollar, and I guaranteed you I would have just, like, loaded up with the garbage I didn't even need.
Yeah. Well, like, a lot of used CDs, also DVDs, they got a pretty decent DVD section.
Well, you got your Masters of the Universe.
So I found Masters of the Universe, and then I also found a Scream Factory. They do like the horror derivative of Shout Factory. They had like a 4-movie pack mm-hmm. of movies that I was like stuff that like I was like, oh, I'll check this out.
Yeah.
Because it's stuff that I just it looks like it's right up my alley. So
yeah.
I picked that up and you know, and the thing about that I like that store a lot. The problem is that there's a lot of stuff there that's overpriced, at least in my opinion.
There is stuff that especially I feel their Blu-rays are really overpriced.
Their Blu-rays are
they're
all
insanely.
I mean, there's
expensive.
A lot of stuff that you can't get most places.
Oh, absolutely. There's tons of stuff that you can't get most places. And I mean, you know, the internet exists, but it's fun to like go and look and see stuff. But I remember when we went there before and I got Death Spa.
Right.
On Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm.
I had found it and I found it on Blu-ray and it was like $30.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not buying this. And I just happened to be like browsing because they have shelves on top, shelves on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And I just happened to look on the bottom and I found it used for like 12.
Yeah.
Same thing. But I was like, what? How do you justify this being $30 new?
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
Well,
still a fun store, though. I'd still go.
Yeah. No, good stuff. And it was nice to have a comic book find.
Yeah, that was so fun.
Because we don't necessarily have that. But something that's really, like, it wasn't just like, oh, I found some neat package. Because I had bought some comics that we have added to our collection. Like, there was a, I bought like a 4-pack of She-Hulk comics because they had Death's Head in it.
Yeah.
So I was like, I kind of need those.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, there's a few other things I purchased there. But it was also. And they had what we didn't realize they had are the bendy Batman.
Oh yeah, they're new too. They're like 8-inch,
like the DC
bendable figures.
Fancy ones.
Yeah. So they have Wonder Woman, they have Batman and Cyborg. I think they had like 3 of them.
They had Superman too. I think.
Did they have a Superman?
I think they had a Superman.
Okay, but they're like new and they're you know in the white box like all the other. You know, DC figures that they release.
Yeah.
But these are like 8-inch bendable figures. Like they're all like a Gumby.
But they look really.
They look great, well, but it's also kind of
like
weird.
I didn't realize they were bendies until yeah. you can see because you look at it and you're just like, oh, whatever, it's just another figure.
Yeah. You know, but then you look close.
And it's like, wow, it's pretty detailed for a bendy figure. Usually those come off pretty cheap.
Well, yeah, because you're going to bend the shit out of them.
Yeah, but those are some designer
bendies. I was kind of tempted to buy the bendy Batman.
Yeah.
And just kind of like throw them around.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if they had a bendy Catwoman, you know, you'd be...
bend them together.
You'd be pretzeling them.
It'd be like Silly Putty.
I know. We'd have to put them in a microwave to get them...
Gross.
Give them a little bit...
Then it'd be like that Simpsons, warm. Like, why was I programmed to feel pain? Yeah. And then it'd be gross. They'd melt together. It'd be disgusting.
No, you would just put them in for like 5 seconds and just kind of give them a little bit warm so you can bend them better.
You know, I'm all for fucking, but I don't want to like make a frankenfuck.
Okay.
Like, okay. Just that's not.
I'm not saying melt them together. Melt them, you do it separately.
You know, I would melt, they would get stuck together forever.
Okay.
And their crotches would be fused. It would just be really upsetting.
And you'd just be like, well,
I guess I have this now. I guess I have this.
Like, their faces would be stuck together, yeah. So you wouldn't even see their face. You just have like Catwoman and Batman's face, like,
smashed together.
Whoosh.
Like, melted. Maybe like one of their eyes, like, drips down the side. Yeah, it'd be gross. It'd be gross.
No. Don't do it.
No. That's what, yeah.
All right, take it back. But,
yeah. Sometimes I know when to stop myself.
Yeah. So, yeah, but we, that was our trip. And we, what else? Did we have you watched any movies?
Well, we watched The Fate of the Furious last night in preparation for We Hate Movies Best of 2017.
Oh, we also watched that. We also watched Bright because of Fate.
Oh, we did.
Also because of We Hate Movies.
Yeah, join their Patreon.
Yeah.
Because you can get episodes like Bright.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, is that movie garbage?
Yeah, it's not good. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, okay, I'll say this. I don't want to talk too much about it.
Yeah.
If I was like 15, you
sure,
know, if I was a younger dude and I didn't know so much about the dude who wrote it.
You know, that wasn't even my problem with it.
You don't really
No, I hate Max Landis. Fuck that guy. But that wasn't my problem. My problem was I'm watching this and there's humongous holes.
Yeah.
And so much explanation and detail that was needed to understand this universe that is not given to us.
Right.
And literally, there's one point where something happens, and I turned to Sean, and I was like, what the fuck is happening?
Oh, yeah.
There's
a few moments like that where you're just you're watching. And here's the thing. It's like, we've been doing this a lot lately where we watch shows with the sound on. Or not with sound.
With the subtitles on.
With the subtitles on because, you know, it's louder over by where we live.
Well, and the sirens, you know, because we live by a busy road, and the cops will drive by because we're right by, like, an exit to a highway. So, and you've heard it on this show where you get the sirens going by and whatever. Yeah. So we keep the subtitles on. And, but there were parts where I was like, wait, why is that character doing that? That doesn't make any sense. What even happened here? What are they even trying to do? And there were huge holes where even if you went back and watched it again, there was no reason for what just happened.
Yeah, you know, you won't get it.
And you were just like, it's happening because it's supposed to happen at this point. You're like, but it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. No,
yeah, that's why I didn't like it. Like, and also, fuck Max Landis. But seriously.
Yeah,
like,
no, I guess I definitely see that. And I definitely see that. And I definitely feel that if I was younger, if it's one of those things where I'd be like, oh, man, this is cool.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of stuff in it that's like the way that the concept, I think, is interesting.
Sure.
Because basically what the concept is
like Lord of the Rings races, but now.
Yeah.
So orcs and elves and humans.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Training Day.
Yeah.
You know, or
any of those cop movies.
Any
of those,
any like gritty cop drama.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, that follows a cop, and you have, you know, Will Smith, and he has a partner who Joel Edgerton, who's an orc.
Yeah.
And he's like the only orc police officer.
Yeah, and he's supposed to be saying something about racism or whatever, but it's just,
yeah, we're saying
not,
stuff all the time. That
but
movie.
It also not.
Yeah.
It's weird. But yeah, I mean, you know, watching on Netflix, it's already got a sequel. They greenlit the sequel already.
Yeah. No, you can make your own deductions on that.
Because Netflix doesn't care if people hated it. They care that people watched it.
However their metric is, because that's the thing too, is that no, it's kind of like, metric is like worse, Netflix is worse than podcasting in terms of its metric.
Yeah.
Because it was even like that with, I guess, any of those streaming services.
Yeah.
You know, WWE Network and
Did you watch
Hulu.
It?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, how do you know people, how do you know everybody's actually watching these things?
Well, they've definitely got a metric because, I mean, over the
holidays. Well, they have a metric, but nobody knows.
Nobody knows what their metric is, but they did have over the holidays where Netflix tweeted out because they made that, the Christmas Prince or whatever.
Yeah.
That they had was a Netflix movie that they had made and released, and they had tweeted out something like to the 18 people or no to like the 48 people who watched the Christmas Prince for the past 18 days, like, who hurt you?
Yeah,
it was like a haha joke, but at the same time, so you know that they can get that specific.
Of course they do,
you know, so whatever they're doing, there's some, you know, they can tell that those people watched it all the way through.
Yeah,
every day for 18 days.
Yeah, no, they know.
Yeah,
they know. I don't, you know, they know how you feel about it. I mean, I think you're able to rate it on Netflix.
You are, yeah. I never do that, but yes, you are.
Yeah, I don't think I don't really do
I don't give a fuck about that.
But yeah, we watched Fate of the Furious, the Fast 8, whatever.
Yeah, that was a bad movie.
Yeah, well, those movies just become,
I just would like to
ridiculous.
Say, where is the Corona?
Even more ridiculous.
There is no Corona beer in this movie.
No, there isn't, and
I am very upset
you pointed,
by it.
Because here's the thing: you pointed it out.
I did.
There, so because at the very end of the movie, you know, they're all they did their
spoiler
shit.
Alert.
Spoiler
but,
alert.
I mean, for like a movie that came out like last January, but still.
Spoiler alert: shit happened and everything was cool.
Yeah. Spoiler alert: this movie ends exactly like every other Fast and Furious movie ends, with them at a barbecue.
Right. And they're sitting there and they're drinking, but they're drinking Bud Lights.
Yep.
Like, it's clearly like
it's positioned. A Bud Light can, yes.
It's a Bud Light deal.
Yeah.
And if you remember from the first movie, there's that scene where I'm pointing this out. Like, you know, in the first movie, there's this whole thing where, you know, Paul Walker comes to the house and Vin Diesel's like, get him a Corona. You can only drink Corona in this house.
Yeah.
And then you pointed out to me.
It's in like the sixth or seventh. I feel like it might have been the last movie.
It had been the last one. I don't think Kurt Russell's been in a lot.
I think the first one.
It was definitely with him, though.
One.
So it has to be
probably
the last one.
So it must have been the last movie where Kurt Russell's trying to like get Vin Diesel to like be on his team or something, and he's like, yeah man, why don't we sit down and have a beer, and the beer that he offers is not Corona, and Vin Diesel actually was like, I only drink Coronas.
Yeah,
like there's a whole part about how he only drinks Coronas, and then at the end of like seven, fucking Kurt Russell shows up and they drink a Corona together. Like,
yeah.
That's the whole thing. And there's no Corona in this movie.
Yeah, no, that's one of many things in this movie that is ridiculous.
It's just fucking weird. But that's just, I was like, what the fuck, man?
I just have to, yeah, I just also want to point out the part in the movie where all the cars are raining from the parking garage.
No, that was really upsetting, actually.
It's really upsetting. And just considering the amount of the gravity of the events that take place in this movie.
Yeah, nobody seems to care.
Like, a lot of what happens, like, everybody's just like, hey, man, it's cool because we're hip. We're going to go have a party and play Switch on our roof. Meanwhile, there are, you know, there are men working overtime in New York City to clean up definitely hundreds of cars that were thrown out into the middle of a street in the middle of Manhattan. Probably a lots of casualties we didn't hear about.
Right, people had to have died because there were people in those cars.
Oh, yeah.
When they started auto driving.
Yes.
You saw like that one woman when it was going backwards. That woman's dead.
Oh yeah, I mean, we're talking everybody's dead.
Yeah, because it wasn't just the cars coming out of the building, out of the parking garage. It was the cars coming around that corner.
Yes.
And then they all mashed up together. It's just a disgusting pile of metal and death.
Yes.
But nobody cares. They're just like, whatever, Fast and the Furious.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's...
Yeah, it's a movie.
Yeah, it's a movie, all right.
It exists. Yeah, that was the thing. But no Coronas.
Yeah.
Probably crashed the Corona truck. Couldn't get through that twisted pile of metal.
There's just a Corona truck and Vinny was like, no, I'll get vengeance.
That's what Fast 9 is about. Like him trying to get the Coronas back to his barbecue.
Also, he has a son. Just want to point that out. There's a whole thing with a baby.
Nobody cares about
it. Vin Diesel made a child that nobody knew about.
Yeah, which doesn't make sense for a character like Vin Diesel, who's so about family.
Yeah.
Who's so devoted to his family, who loves Michelle Rodriguez's character.
Oh, yeah, that's
he is devoted
about. He's like,
to this
like
woman
family,
because family.
Relationships.
And this is the only thing that matters. Oh, by the way, I fucking cheated on you with this chick, and now I have a son.
Because you thought you were dead, so I porked some random girl.
Thinking you're dead's one thing. Like,
oh, he thought she was dead.
Well, then that makes it acceptable. Like, because he thought she was dead. So, I mean, he's moving on. But if he knew she wasn't dead, which I don't know if that was a part. I don't know. Whatever. If he knew she wasn't dead and he's still fucking somebody else, now it's a problem.
Right. But he thought she was gone.
If he thought she was gone, that's okay, because then he's not actually cheating on her. He literally thought she was dead.
I think they made sure to say that. Because they didn't want to, you know, be like, well, Vin Diesel.
Yeah, because it wouldn't make sense any other way.
Right, but, you know, but then it's just, you know.
Family.
Like, he found out about the son.
Family.
And then, shock of shocks, he names the kid. Because the kid apparently goes through the movie without having a first
name.
Yeah,
the kid has no name.
Up until the end, because the mother's just like, well, his middle name is Carlos.
I mean, in fairness, babies don't care.
Yeah, it doesn't matter the baby. It's not like the baby's like, I need to cash a check.
Well, you know.
I love if you're the boss baby.
Well, you know, back in the day, before, you know, vaccines and shit, people would not name their kid until they got to their their first birthday, because so many babies died in that first year.
Right.
You know, because of illness and all that sort
of shit. Maybe this was
a thing. I mean, it was a thing that happened back then.
Do you think this had something to do with Jenny McCarthy? And, like, that's why the baby wasn't named?
Sure.
And she's like,
yes, because we're bringing back all those viruses because people are just like, I don't know, man. Like, maybe science is wrong.
Yo, the viruses are back. Bringing it back, guys.
I'm not a doctor or a scientist, but maybe science is wrong.
Yeah,
let's bring back polio and iron lungs. Good times.
Don't bring back polio. Yeah, let's bring back polio and iron lungs, but let's make sure we have air.
Well, don't worry. They're gonna
hot air blowers over the sink on the faucet,
right.
which I discovered this week.
You were very excited about that.
Oh, yeah. Science.
It was a hair dryer. It was a hand dryer and a faucet.
You wash your hands and immediately could dry your hands in the same
spot. You don't have to walk anywhere.
You don't have to take wet hands over to one of those Dyson dryers or a hair dryer or whatever. You can do it right underneath.
Very exciting.
And it was funny because I heard some kid in the bathroom was like, you know, when I was in there doing that, you know, and I heard her like just having with glee. And I'm like, oh, what's so fun about this? And it was fun. Truth be told, I had a great time.
I'm really glad you had a good
time. With that combination.
You took a picture of it. You were so excited to tell me about it.
It exists.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think that movie's a crazy mess. And like, he's got the son and he names it after
Paul Walker.
Sorry about the twist spoilers, but who cares? I mean, it's
that movie's been out.
If you have a point of contention with us about it, go watch the movie and, you know, turn this.
I kind of look at it this way.
Don't turn this off. But.
If a movie is already like available to buy in a store, and it's been out for months.
It's been a while.
Almost a year at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really think spoilers qualify.
Okay.
Sorry. That's fair just enough. How I mean, if it was still in theaters, yeah. Yeah, yeah. We'll have that conversation.
Yeah, fair enough.
But no.
Also, The Rock gets shot with rubber bullets and he doesn't give a shit.
He doesn't even stop. He's just like...
The Rock is just randomly throwing dudes and he's like... I mean, look, I understand The Rock is strong,
he's
but he's
not fucking Rock. He's not a superhero. He's not Superman.
Like I mean, knives can pierce his skin. I don't know why people just don't throw like a lot of knives at him. Like that's why there's not somebody in Fast Night that just goes knives and just throws all these knives. Like they throw a drawer of knives
at him.
Have
to yell knives.
Yes.
Knives.
Because basically what happens is they're like whoever's the villain in the next movie, fucking I don't know, Zach Galifianakis.
Why not?
He's gonna be the villain, he's gonna be the mastermind. He's
fucking
like,
Helen Mirren is in this movie. Yeah, Helen Mirren is in this movie. Whatever.
Yeah. And so basically what's gonna happen is like he's gonna be like, Luke Hobbs, aka Rock, we know your weakness and it's knives, and they're just gonna have a bunch of like soldiers dressed in like these things, you know, like these riot gear, but they're gonna have like drawers full of kitchen knives and just throw them at them and whatever. And it's gonna be a lot though. It's gonna be like the part where instead of cars falling out of the thing, it's just
knives.
Just be a drawer emptying of knives, a big drawer.
Like in like big a kitchen supply cabinet. Store
yeah.
or like
yeah.
a.
Yeah, he's gonna be in like a Williams of Sonoma and he's just gonna get knives.
There's so many knives.
He's gonna be knived, and then they're gonna be like, you know, and Vin Diesel's gonna be like, family.
Yeah.
You know, and then he's like, my son, somehow he grew to be 21 and he could race cars now.
Gross.
Because we found this magic serum because we just whiz on science in these movies.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, like I said, this is what, today is Sunday?
Yes.
Bills lost. Golden Globes is tonight. But that We Hate Movies episode is supposed to come out on Tuesday.
Yeah, so I would check that
out. So that would be in the past when you hear this.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know.
Shout out to We Hate Movies.
Yeah, definitely. Always.
Shout out to other podcasts that are our friends.
Always.
So
yeah.
Great.
You ready to do our book?
Yeah, let's take our break and we'll come back and we'll do our book for this week.
Do you enjoy movie scores? Do you like science fiction? Do you like fantasy? And do you like movies?
Everything's under control. Situation normal.
What happened?
Had a slight weapons malfunction, but everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you. How are you?
Well, I have a podcast for you. Soundtrack Alley. It's a podcast where I take you on a journey through the time of my childhood and beyond to give you a glimpse into the world of movies, science fiction, fantasy, and other films that touch me on a personal level. You'll also enjoy interviews from film composers from famous movies from the past or even current times. Enjoy the interaction I have with guests on my show every so often, and check out other shows that share in guest spots. So sit back, relax, and let the soundtrack world wash over you, and check out Soundtrack Alley. You'll love it.
All right, we're back here on Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is Avengers West Coast, number 70, from May 1991. I was 11 years old.
Yes.
When this comic came out.
Yes, we both
now
were.
I am older.
yes, we are both older now. That is how time works.
Now I am very old.
I know.
I saw a meme where it said, time-lapse pictures of Tim Allen from the Santa Claus growing in his,
oh, his
gray
beard,
hair.
Yeah.
And it's like the feeling when you realize that people born in the year 2000 are going to be 18 this year.
Yeah.
And it's just like old.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. So, yeah, but this is Avengers West Coast. We haven't done Avengers West Coast in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's been almost.
Oh, it's been a while. It's
definitely been a year, maybe even longer. Because I was looking back and I was like, oh, we haven't done one of these in a while. And I love these books.
I know you do.
It's one of my favorites. So in this one in particular, actually, is a part of a trade that I purchased with my winnings, podcast winning, or not my podcast winnings, but my comic book trade-in winnings.
Yes, when you traded in the comics that we had, you bought this trade. This Along Came a Spider-Woman.
Along Came a Spider-Woman, which covers West Coast Avengers 58 and 59 and 63 through 75.
Yeah.
Have not finished it yet. I'm at the last issue. I probably should knock this one out because the last issue is a double-sized issue.
Oh, man.
But this one's all about basically Spider-Woman and... And for the most part, a U.S. agent joining the the crew, and Living Lightning too. Yeah, he comes in here too. So, yeah. So we have.
But neither of those characters are in this one.
What
Living U.S. Lightning? U.S. agent or Living Lightning?
Living Lightning's got to be in here.
I didn't think so.
No, I probably could point him out.
All right, well, maybe point him out when we get there.
I mean, I know, but U.S. agent's kind of got like he got kicked out. Basically, what happened was at this point he was in. I'm like, because the government said he had to be in, and then he got kicked out because he's a dick.
Yeah.
Because he's a real big dick. Like, yeah. He's just a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And
he's a garbage human.
And then he eventually comes back because then he's like, all right, well, and they're like, well, he may be an asshole, but we do need him.
Yeah.
Because, you know, also, because right now the team is supposed to consist of
Scarlet Witch and Hawkeye.
Scarlet Witch. Well, actually, this is weird. Because this is an old... I don't know why this is like this, because this is actually old. Because you got... In the top, it has Hawkeye, Wonder Man, Wasp, Iron Man, Hank Pym, and U.S. Agent. But really... Hank... Tigra's in the group.
Yeah.
And Scarlet Witch was in the group. And I think Hank and Janet are... taking a leave.
Yeah. Because, they talk about it in here, too.
Because they're like... They're divorced, but they... But they're friendly. They're like friendly divorce.
Well, we'll talk about it. It's in here.
We'll get to it. But yeah, so anyways, the cover says Avengers West Coast featuring a guest starring Spider Woman, and it's Julia Carpenter Spider Woman. It's not Jessica Drew.
Yeah.
It's Julia Carpenter, who was introduced in Secret Wars 2. And she's here, and you know she's trying to figure out what to do with the whole superhero business, like because she hasn't really appeared in a lot of stuff up until this point. Like she's been in a few books. But here she is trying to, you know, make her way through, and you know, and I guess you know she's going to be a part of this crew. I guess kind of because she has, we'll talk about it. But and then on the cover it says, "Enter the Pacific Overlords."
Okay.
And we have the Overlords, fighting with the West Coast Avengers. You have, I forgot what her name is. This Shadow Girl.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Maybe I see it on this other
side. She's over here.
She's Kuroko, the black one. And she basically is like
she can go invisible.
Invisible, yeah.
Yeah. So there's her. She's fighting with Hank Pym. There's an Iron Man, but I don't believe this is a Tony Stark Iron Man.
No, this is Tony Stark.
Oh, it is? Because he's like fucking lying to Tiger the whole
time. Because the thing is that he doesn't... Okay, so this... Originally what happened was everybody... knew it was Tony. Tony got drunk, and Tony something.
Oh, was this after his alcohol thing?
Yeah, and then Jim Rhodes stepped in there, and everybody was like, "Oh, it's Jim Rhodes, or it's whoever is taking over for Iron Man." Because the premise, is Iron Man's Tony's bodyguard,
right?
But and then it ends up being Tony, and everybody's like, "They find out it's Tony."
Yeah.
So
there's Wasp. There's Hawkeye.
Yeah.
There's one of the specific Overlord guy.
What's this dupe dummy's name?
I don't know.
Jawbreaker. See, actually, it's convenient because the other page.
Yeah.
This is in a trade, so I can see.
Yes.
But, Jawbreaker, and there's Dr. Demonicus.
Looks ridiculous.
Yes.
But we will talk about why he looks ridiculous when we get there.
And then there's a big shadowy figure in the background.
Yeah, we see at the end.
Who is this?
He's that giant baby.
Is it the giant baby?
I'm assuming, yeah.
I don't know.
That's my guess.
Okay. Because
giant shadow
figure? There's also another giant dude.
Oh, that maybe that's somebody different. Later,
but I know you're probably right, because it makes sense.
Yeah.
So the story itself is called The Big One, and we'll find out why later. And you got Spider-Woman. She's standing in Newport Beach.
Yep, Newport Beach, California.
Having a wharf.
In the O.C.
She's in the O.C.
Hanging out in the O.C.
She's in the O.C., hanging out with the cast of Arrested Development.
I mean, there couldn't be a worse place to try to be a superhero than fucking Newport Beach. Do you know nothing happens there?
I love Newport Beach.
It's nice beautiful. There. It's really, really nice, but it's very quiet. Isn't that where they had that, like, surfer riot a couple of years ago? Where they had like, yeah, remember they had like, there was a surfing competition or something and like a bunch of bros got real drunk or something and then everybody just started breaking shit.
I don't remember this.
Yeah, this is a while ago.
It sounds like it would be accurate.
Yeah, it was just a bunch of fucking dumbass dudes just like, and like having like some fucking crazy throwdown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A shout out to the South Bay. Or no, this is Orange County. We're not really in South Bay. Nope. We're past South Bay. We're in the OC here.
Shout out to the OC.
Shout out to the OC where you got Spider-Woman. And she's
Spider-Woman, who this is so obviously written by a guy. There is, because she's sitting there and she's like, you know, having to think, whatever. She's like,
it's written by two guys, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. Well, she's like, oh, man, this sure isn't Denver, because she's from Denver. And she's
hey,
like,
so are you.
So am I. And she says, this.
You know her?
Yeah, we've met.
Okay.
We're good friends.
Went to high school together?
There's only like six people in Denver.
Oh, nice.
Oh, except that there's not. It says, but this little strawberry blonde sure misses the Mile High City. Women do not think about themselves this way.
No, they don't.
We do not think about how tiny we are or how, like, what color our hair. Like, we don't think of ourselves as like, oh, cute strawberry blonde. Like, that's not going to fucking happen. You might just be like, man, this mountain girl sure misses the Mile High City. Like, that's more what you're going to think of. Yeah. So this is obvious. And then when she starts talking about the tingling in her fingers and like giving people a massage, I was like, ew.
Yeah. What was up?
Like,
with
what
that?
Is that? Like, again, that's where she mentioned something.
Where is that? Here is that later.
It's later when she starts like doing her psionic.
Well, she's much different from the Jessica Drew Spider-Man too, I guess, in a lot of ways, because you know Jessica Drew, you know, she had the ability to basically be, you know, like Spider-Man,
yeah,
but she had like the venom blasts.
Okay.
Whereas
she's got like psionic.
She has
webs.
These things where she shoots these psionic webs, which looks like
she says it looks like light. Or no, one of the guys, she put like shoots him at somebody. He says, looks like light falling on me. And they like disappear instantly.
Right. But they have some sort of like binding abilities that. Yeah.
I don't really know what a psionic web is.
Well, it's from her mind. So I'm assuming it's psionic is something with her mind.
So it's just like psychic webbing?
Psychic webbing. But it looks like.
That's no fun.
It looks like jizz.
Either that or, like, when she first started doing it, like, here, I thought her fingers were getting really long.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, it looks like one of those people in the Guinness book who has the really long fingernails.
Yeah.
They're always really fucking weird and gross. That's what that looks like.
Yeah. So I guess apparently she's hanging out in Newport Beach.
Trying to be a superhero.
Trying to be a superhero.
Again, not the best place to pick. I mean, if you want to start slow, maybe it is the best place.
But she's on some sort of, like...
You know, busting surfers.
Yeah, she's, you know, busting boat people or whatever.
Like, hey, is that an open container? Like, that's pretty much all you're going to be able to do.
Hey, clear by after your dog.
Hey.
Spider-Woman.
Hey, you've been parked there for too long. You gotta feed your meter.
Oh, man, she's a meter maid.
Yeah.
You gotta take what you can get.
Yeah, I mean, you know? Maybe she's just trying to ease into the superhero gig. And I get that.
It's like, hey, you don't belong in this part.
Yeah.
You know, this guy
you're parked over in the red.
Yeah.
Back your car up. All right, there you go. You're good. Don't litter.
What are they eating? Newport Beach.
Fish.
Hey, put that fried fish back.
Fish taco.
Put that fish taco. Hey, you didn't pay for that fish taco.
How do you steal a fish taco?
From the food truck.
How do you steal from a food truck?
You go
truck?
In and you make it yourself and then you run out.
Like they wouldn't notice you in there.
And you're like, hey, you're going to steal this fish taco. And you're just like, that's right, yoink.
What if tortilla, you just like run fish, in and they're like, hey, run. You don't belong here. You're like, I'm just making this taco. They're like, hey, get out. No, don't take our taco. But like nobody does anything. They
hey,
just talk to you.
You're stealing our taco, Spider-Woman, help. Aha, I need some lime on this. Ah, run. Oh, no, Spider-Woman.
Yeah, I forgot the tartar sauce.
Yeah, no. She's like, you're going to get tartar sauce in prison, you know, or whatever.
Ew. So she sees a boat coming in to dock.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, that's weird. I'm like, is it though?
Because I know about boats.
And she's like, oh, well, I better go down there and see what's going on.
But a boat doesn't have a red light returning, which apparently she knows enough about boat protocol.
Let's just say something. If you just moved there and you have lived in Denver your whole life, you don't know shit about boats.
No, you don't know. But there's no
you
boats
wanna know
in
what?
Denver.
It is a landlocked state. There are no boats. That's not true. You can see people drive like huge fucking boats to like what's called Cherry Creek Reservoir,
right?
Which is a reservoir. It's man-made, and it's tiny. It's fucking small. Like you can see to the other side of it. It's not like a lake.
Mm-hmm.
And people put these giant fucking boats in it. And you're like, what are you gonna do with that?
Yeah, we can do that
because it's gonna take you about 20 minutes to get to the other side in your big fucking boat. But that's all we have.
Yeah.
That's it. And even there's another reservoir somewhere, but like where I grew up, it was by Cherry Creek.
She's like all like, I got not my nautical experience. I got my my education at Denver Nautical School.
You don't know shit.
So, so she's watching out, and she observes our friends Jawbreaker and Kuroko. Kuroko, who I guess she's a black one.
So what happens is she comes down. This is where she thinks the weird thing about her fingers massage.
Oh, that's right. She's like, okay, yeah. Love this tingling in my hands. I bet I could give one heck of a massage if I had anybody to give it to. I'm like, hang on.
Yeah, stop being weird. Calm down. Yeah, stop being weird.
Stop being weird.
So she like goes down on her webs and she's hiding and she sees that the rope for the boat like ties itself around like the little tie off thing. Again, I'm from Denver. I don't know what that thing's called. Where you tie off a boat.
Yeah, I don't know.
It probably has a name. And she's
She wouldn't know.
Yeah, she wouldn't know either. Again, no boats. So she's like, oh my God, it did it by itself. And that's when we see Kuroko like takes off her hood of her suit. Cause I'm assuming her suit gives her the ability to be invisible.
Maybe. I can't. I think I'm assuming it does. Yes.
And so she's like, okay. I'm here with Jawbreaker.
Yeah.
Who has a guy over his shoulder.
Yeah, he's got this Kaifu guy. I think we learn about him later in the story.
And he's completely unconscious. So he's over his shoulder and he's also carrying like a trunk in under his other arm.
Yeah. And so Jawbreaker basically has like a cybernetic jaw.
Yeah, but he also dresses like the Gordman's fisherman.
Yeah, he dressed like a war, like Bluto.
Yeah, like an old timey fisherman with like this weird cybernetic jaw thing that goes around his eye. He looks ridiculous.
Yes,
he really looks ridiculous. So they start walking away, and Spider Woman's like, "I'm gonna watch him go," and then she steps on a board which creaks. They hear her. Now it is time to fight.
Yes. And then basically he gets he tries to put like her webs on him. He knocks
he's not having that.
Well, because what's her face is there. The invisible lady, you know, is there, and she ends up distracting him enough for Spider-Woman to get punched into the ocean.
Oh yeah, he punches her really hard too. She just goes flying in the ocean, and then they gather up their shit, and but this is where like this guy wakes up, Typhoon or whatever he's called.
Tofu.
He wakes up and he's like, you're not going to get away from this. And Jawbreaker's like, slap, 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 slap. And the guy just
because there's a whole Pacific Overlords thing.
A lot of slapping.
There's a lot of weird stuff.
A lot of slapping.
Yeah. There's a lot of weird business going on with basically, you know, we'll talk about it a little bit later. But
has there ever been just a superhero that only slaps?
Good question.
Slappy the superhero.
Slapster. There was a Marvel jokey comic called Slapstick, but I don't think he was solely slap.
It'd be funny if it was, and he just had like a hand on his uniform.
Maybe.
Like the outline of one. He's like, I slap. And he was just slap.
Because he could only channel his power through a slap.
Yeah. Punching doesn't work for this guy.
Yeah, if he punches you, it doesn't matter. Like he just hits. If he hits you with a balled up fist, you might as well.
It just bounces off you like rubber bullets off the rock.
Yeah, but if he slaps you, you might as well.
Then you're in trouble.
And it can also come in the form of a chop.
Oh, a chop would also work.
Not like a karate chop, and but then, like a wrestling chop.
Is this the guy? He eventually quit superheroing and invented the slap chop.
Yeah, Vince Office.
Wait, is that guy's
yeah.
name?
Yeah,
Vince
Office, I think.
His name's not really Office.
I think it is.
No.
I think his name was Vince.
No.
No, I think it is. I swear to God, I think it is. Vince Office.
Office? That's not a real name.
No, it is, because there was a football player or a guy, somebody I knew whose name was Office.
Fuck.
Yeah, I think his name was Vince Office, and then he created a slap chop.
How does that even happen that your last name is Office? Because back in the day, weren't like last names, they were like based on a clan or like what you did. Like my last name.
Maybe his family were offices.
That's what I mean. Was your family an office?
He was born of two buildings. He was born from like an oven, and that's where Nick Cage from Moonstruck delivered him.
I mean, like seriously, or it was just like, you know, like, oh, okay, Stansfield. Obviously, shepherds back in the day, because you stand in a field, haha, whatever. Uh-huh. Like, this guy's...
Wait, is that exactly how your name was created?
That's what my dad says. I don't know if that's true. And my dad was adopted by his stepfather, so don't take that as true.
Fair enough.
So, then you've got you know, whatever, like, you know, Fisher, maybe you're a fisherman, whatever. And now you have office. And they were just like people who managed like a workspace.
Yeah.
Like one of those like WeWork places before they were like tip.
Mm. Maybe his parents were real estate agents and they just loved offices.
I mean, love an office? Like, I'm just like, God, I love this office.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe it's kind of like that Toby Keith song, God, I love this bar. There's a I love this office.
God, I love this office. Yeah.
The Toby Keith, the lesser known B-side of him, and it's him wearing a cowboy hat and a suit. wearing a short sleeve.
A short sleeve suit jacket?
Or I was gonna try to say the Sipowicz, but I like the short sleeve suit. I like a full suit, but with the sleeves ripped off. Yeah.
Has there ever been a wrestler who came to the ring in a full suit with the sleeves ripped off?
Not full suit, but there have been guys that have dressed in, you know, sleeveless work, you know, dress shirts,
no,
and ties.
No, should be a full jacket with the sleeves ripped off.
Yeah, no, I think that would have made more sense. Yeah, usually they don't dress.
Surprised David Otunga didn't pull that.
Yeah.
Where when he was like carrying his coffee cup around.
Actually, they didn't let him wrestle then. They just, because he wasn't very good.
Well, they don't let him wrestle now.
Yeah, I know. Well, he sucks.
Yeah.
But, you know. but yeah, no, yeah. Vince Office. I swear to God. I swear to God his name was Vince Office. We have to look. We'll look it up after we're done.
But. I'm glad he used to be a superhero who known for slapping.
He got into some shit too. Remember that?
Was he the cocaine guy?
No, he's like...
Did he slap somebody?
He did. I think he slapped some prostitutes.
See? I'm telling you. He's
a supervillain.
He's a supervillain now. He turned heel.
He did turn...
He turned heel. He's like, I was doing really well. I got out of the superhero game.
I was slapping America skinny, and then I slapped a prostitute. And now I am...
And now, hopefully he's cleaned up his act. I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't heard from him in a while.
He stopped calling me. Sean, I'm slapping.
Sean, you got anybody with my slap shot from a guy who slapped a bunch of prostitutes because I'm Vince Office. My name is Vince Office. It's like, wait, is that where you work?
Right.
Vince's office? Like, no, my last name is Office.
I'm like, I don't believe you.
What's your real name? Post. Vince Post Office.
Oh my.
Oh, I could spend the whole episode talking about
that. I know,
that.
We really love slappy Vince.
So he throws Spider Woman into fucking.
Throws her to the ocean, slaps this guy.
Yeah.
And we're back, and they're going to go meet
Dr. Demonicus.
So they're doing that. So then we're back.
Now we're in the Palos Verdes. They live over like in San Pedro.
Yeah.
The West Coast Avengers.
Yeah. So we're at their little compound.
Yeah.
And Tigra and Iron Man are like hanging out. I guess they just had a meeting. And she's like, hey, Iron Man, introduce me to Tony Stark because I want to date him.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And I guess they're just talking about like people be like voting for stuff. And you just basically.
Because they had
see...
a vote on the vote on how the members and stuff
yeah,
are.
Yeah. I feel like every time I read one of these, somebody's voting on something. There's a lot of voting. I feel like every book we've ever picked, it's like somebody voting.
What, of West Coast Avengers?
Yes. Somebody voting somebody on or off the team.
There's a lot of that going on in this book, yeah. Unfortunately.
So we just basically get you just get to see who's coming out. So you've got Tigra and Iron Man.
Tigra is super horny for Metal Iron Man.
Yeah, she really likes him.
Like, even though they're here, you get to see her.
She's giving him looks. You've got Hawkeye and Scarlet Witch. And there's Wonder Man, Sean's favorite guy.
Wonder Man is angry.
Yeah, he's pissed because I guess Scarlet Witch isn't dating him.
Yeah, because at one point, so what happened was, like, she went crazy.
So he's being a dick.
Yeah, she went crazy. She went crazy because she realized her kids weren't real.
Oh, is this after that?
This is after that. Her kids weren't real. And
I mean,
Vision is...
That would probably make you go crazy.
Yeah.
If you thought you had children and they didn't exist.
Yeah, no, that definitely messed with her.
Also, you would have to be crazy to assume you had children.
Well, she had a friggin' android. She was married to an android, and mm-hmm. and the android supposedly had feelings.
Is he
stuff.
Dead?
No, what happened? Vision got Oh, God, I can't remember exactly what happened. Basically, he got super messed up.
Right.
And... you know, basically have to recreate him from scratch.
Oh, is this when he's the White Vision?
Yeah, and then became the White Vision, and now he's all, you know, he's all cold, and he doesn't really understand Wanda, but Wanda still loves him
sure.
and everything, so.
So Wonder Man, pissy Wonder Man, Hank Pym and Jan, and
their banter just drives me nuts because they're like, "Hey, ex-wife, hey, ex-husband."
It's
I'm like, so bad. I'm like, I want Vince's office to come slap you.
Yeah, we need some slap it because they're terrible. So like, Tigra is like, I'm going to turn back into my normal self. Look how hot
I
am.
Which I didn't know she could do.
I didn't either.
I thought because she's always usually, I think.
Like a tiger.
Well, because originally when she first started, she wasn't, you know, she was able to, she always would change back and forth. There's a lot of that. But here, at least lately, I feel like she's always, in these books, she's always Tigra. So.
And then she can turn human, apparently.
Yeah, so she turns back human.
And she's like, hey, I want to go out with Tony Stark.
She doesn't know he's Tony Stark yet, right. But Tony Stark and her used to work together at some point, so.
She's like, I want to date him. Hey, I'm in a bikini. Now I'm like running away, but also kind of just looks like I'm doing weird aerobics.
Yeah.
The way she's drawn. And so then Vision and Hawkeye talk about like Scarlet Witch. And Hawkeye are talking about the new team or whatever, and Quicksilver comes up.
Because originally he helped them out in the last mission, the last run of stuff, and they were
voting to see if he's like a full member.
Yeah, and he didn't really want to be, but his sister voted for him.
No, she didn't. Oh. She says that because he doesn't want to be a full member. Because he's going to be a reservist, so he can leave. And Hawkeye's like, hey, man, no, it's totally okay. You know, maybe next time we vote. And he's like, no, I wanted to leave. And then that's when Scarlet Witch says, no, it's true, Hawkeye. You know, I didn't vote for him because I knew he wanted to leave.
Yeah.
So they shake hands and he's gone.
Yeah, he's out. And then fucking more dumb banter between Hank.
Yeah,
and
they're like, hey, ex-husband, hey, ex-wife, man, can we be friends, blah, blah, blah. It's done. Let's be buddies, shaking hands. And I'm just like, you know what? You two should stay married because obviously you were made for each other.
They were.
Because no one else is going to put up with your fucking nonsense.
Well,
they're amicably separating. They're ending it on a good note.
Uh-huh.
So which is good.
Now we got one. It's on the opposite end of that.
Dick.
What?
Then you've got Dick. He's being a dick.
He is being a dick because he's mad because that she's not. He can't be with Wonder Scarlet
Witch. Yeah, well, you know what? Fucking Crabby River. She doesn't owe you shit, bro.
Yeah, and he's like, well, fine. I'm just gonna go and call some random chick.
I'm gonna date other women. Hey, that's exactly what she wants
you
to
go
do.
Ahead, date
good
you.
Job.
He's like, I can get any woman I want. I'm like, go
good,
ahead, man.
Good, please do.
Well, he's
please
like,
do.
Wonder Man's my dude. You know,
yeah.
go fucking nuts.
Yeah,
you know,
I will say that this whole his outfit, especially the way it's this particular pose drawn here, he looks really fucking cool.
No, yeah,
with you know, because it's the black with the tank top
and the W and the belt and stuff.
Yeah,
he looks
cool.
Good here.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, and his hair is not like it doesn't change lengths in any of these shots.
No, his hair is consistent here.
It's consistent because sometimes it's like, and then he has a mullet.
Shout out to Steve Butler on the pencils for keeping Wonder Man's hair consistent instead of giving him
a mullet in one frame and then like a buzz cut in the next.
Yeah,
one.
I know. Instead of having him be fucking Mr. Potato Head or whatever. Give him different hairs.
It's like a Lego guy.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like a Lego guy. He's like, he's got Lego hair. But so apparently he met some woman.
At some cast party.
He says, yeah, we met at the rap. Because he's on the phone with some random woman. And he's like, hey, we met at Beverly Hills, the rap party for Beverly Hills Rich Persons 2. Which
is just basically the Kardashians at this point. This is like a fucking reality show.
Because in the Marvel Universe, the movies are so broad.
Yeah, there's literally somebody in the Marvel Universe greenlit a movie called Beverly Hills Rich Persons. And then they gave it a sequel.
Yeah, so he's calling this woman. He's like, I'll be there in 5 minutes. And get dressed for what? Come as you are, sweet cheeks.
Yeah, baby. We're going to fuck.
He's going to go sergeant.
And he's going to try. And Wanda's like, hey, I'm sorry. And he's like, fuck you, bitch. And he leaves.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know what? Go be a dick somewhere else. You suck, you entitled bastard.
Yeah, so now we're back to...
So, well, first Scarlet Witch is like, oh, you know, I didn't want to hurt his feelings, but, you know, he has Vision's brainwaves, and it's weird for me.
Because that's true. He does...
Which, understandably, it's fucking weird for her, because this guy has her husband's brainwaves, but he's not her husband.
Yeah.
And she's still kind of wrapped up in that. That's a, you know... First off, she shouldn't need a reason to say no to him. Just no is enough. But...
He should also take a hint, and
he should also understand that, man, this is really fucking complicated.
Yeah.
But he doesn't. He's a dick. So she goes back into her little, like, bungalow.
Yeah, they got bungalows.
And she's got, like, she's undressing and, like, putting all her stuff on the bed while being like, well, I guess, you know, my memories will just have to keep me warm. And I'm like,
wait, you haven't found it, but you haven't found it true, have you? What people always say about your memories keeping you warm. So she.
I wasn't sure if she was going to try to see if her memories would keep her warm as she's, you know, getting ready to.
Oh,
because like, what happens in this scene? Like afterward, after
I don't know why we have to see. I don't know why we have to see. It's funny because she thinks about this part and she's still in her cape, and then she gets into
and now she's taking off all her clothes.
She's only taking off her cape and her headdress, you know, and she's sitting there.
She's gonna take it all off.
Well, she's gonna take it all off. She's getting ready for bed, you know.
Maybe to see if those memories will keep her warm. That's what I was like, what happens in this next panel?
Did Axel
Axel Braun?
Axel Braun write this scene?
Yes, this is Scarlet Witch Masturbates, part 6.
Avengers West Coast is too spicy for me.
So now we're
Beverly Hills Rich Person.
We're in
7.
Costa Mesa. So now we cut to Costa Mesa.
Yeah, we're all over the OC.
And I'm trying to, like, is that close to Newport Beach? Could they have walked?
They walked
to Costa Mesa? Is that close?
You know what? I feel that it's closer to San Diego.
I don't know a lot about the OC. I feel like Newport Beach is like right in the middle.
Yeah, it is. I assume they walked.
Maybe they got an Uber.
1980s Uber?
Yeah.
What was that called?
I don't know. That's really good.
What would 1980s Uber be called? Like Radical?
Yeah. Probably. They got a Radical.
Yeah.
Which was just them sitting in the back of a pickup truck.
Tubular.
Because, like, he's still carrying all this stuff. And I'm like, did you walk all the way there? Like,
yeah.
California's a big place. So they're in Costa Mesa, and all of a sudden, like, all these lights come on, and it says Filmland in Wax. It's a wax museum.
So it's an old wax museum in Costa Mesa that nobody goes to, apparently, but apparently...
It's new enough, though.
Like, no, it's been closed. I think that's why it's...
But this is 1991? Okay, well, there's some wax figures in here that I am confused about. If nobody goes here and it's closed.
Maybe it is. She goes there after hours. Anyways, through it after hours, and they go
because,
walks in.
And this is the reason I say, like, it can't be closed, because there's fucking Harrison Ford as Indiana Jones.
Okay, so at least 1980, okay, 89.
Yeah.
Because of The Last Crusade.
Yeah. And then this here? Is, I'm assuming this is Robin Hood.
Yeah, Errol Flynn. I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is. Is this a guy from Dallas?
Oh, J.R. Ewing? Yeah. Okay.
Is it J.R.? I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I think this is supposed to be Elvira.
That's definitely Elvira. Yeah, Elvira's got a nice little cameo here.
Yeah, she sure does.
Yeah, you know, she's and it's funny because Kuroko's there and she's like, well, I was intrigued that the doctor recently taken over the wax museum.
Yeah.
So apparently he pays the rent now.
I guess.
It's closed to the public, but he left all the figures here.
Yeah, but like, closed to the public, but they just got a new Indiana Jones?
He's a couple years old. Maybe he...
Yeah, maybe. I mean, maybe after, you know, what was the first one? The Raiders?
Temple of Doom?
Raiders?
I think Temple of Doom, at least.
Don't you think Raiders, though? Raiders?
Okay, so let's say 1981.
Yeah.
This was the last wax figure. No, because Elvira was like... mid-80s, so you have to think at least 86.
All right, 86, sure.
I think her movie came out in like 86, 87.
Yeah, that sounds right.
So we're close enough to that she's famous enough that she has this.
Yeah.
So, or what is it, Vampire? No, it's definitely...
That's definitely Elvira.
Definitely, because they say...
Look at her tits.
Okay, yeah, definitely. Okay, so, and it's funny because she's asking him, she's like, oh, well, I recognize most of these statues, but these two in the Western garb, and, you know, and he's like, eh... You know, what's his name?
Jawbreaker.
Jawbreaker's like, I don't care about movies. I got better things to do. It's my time.
Yeah.
And so, she's like, okay, we'll go ahead and pull...
pull this, like, noose that Elvira's holding.
Now pull the rope end of the noose in this vampiric woman's hands.
Yeah, it's Elvira. And so he pulls it, and they go down these stairs, and there's Dr. Demonicus doing science.
Yes.
With an assistant. And... Jawbreaker goes to like yell, "Hey, Dr. Demonicus," and it like freaks out this assistant to the point where he drops something.
Yeah.
And Dr. Demonicus is like, "That's going to cost you your life." And Jawbreaker's like, "Oh man, I mean, I just said, hey, you don't have to kill me." He's like, "No, I meant my assistant." Jawbreaker's like, "Oh, done." And he like kills this dude.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty funny gag.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. He's like, "Oh, okay, so he's dead."
And so all of his like dudes are sitting there. He's got like these random ass technicians.
Yeah.
I don't know. He must have got these people from like Cal State or something. You know,
yeah,
like
I guess.
One of those really good engineering schools out here.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, hey, you want to work for an evil genius? And these are like, sure.
They're like, yeah, I mean, I got to get my credit in somehow.
Oh, they're all doing internships.
Yeah.
This is all
postdoc study. They got to get this stuff in somehow.
Yeah.
They got to get lab hours.
Yeah. So anyway, so everybody's like, oh God, that was freaky, you know? And so he's like, she's like, well, why are you in this city? And he's like, well, my earlier labs were in the South Pacific and they were all discovered. So I needed to do something more obvious yet not as obvious.
Yeah. I mean, if you were like a legitimate scientist and you went in to interview for a job and they're like, here's the boss, and he was basically dressed like a creepy luchador, would you take the job? Yeah.
Well, the interview, you just have the interview with this guy, this creepy luchador guy, and you're just like,
I don't know, man.
He had horns.
Something's going on with this place.
And he wouldn't show me his face, and he had some dude with a metal jaw, and there was also Indiana Jones. I don't know if I liked
it. I don't know. It was a weird place, but Elvira
There's also
there.
No good lunch spots around.
Yeah. I mean, it's the OC.
The parking sucks.
I mean, you got to drive.
I can't get validated. I have to park in the lot.
Well, luckily in the OC, most things, parking is usually free.
Is it?
In the OC, yeah.
Oh.
It's only when you come up here that they start charging.
Oh, okay. Well, at least that's one advantage. He's like, well, you can...
Yeah, lots of parking.
Lots of free parking.
So much free parking.
Yeah.
So he's got some guy chained up.
Well, he has Living Lightning.
This is Living Lightning.
Yeah, so basically what happened was a couple of issues ago, Living Lightning...
Over Fullerton.
Yes, they're very specific. There was a whole issue a couple issues ago in this... that's in this book where... the Living Lightning, because his father, basically the story about Living Lightning was his father was a part of some cult about the Legion of Lightning or something like that. And this was like way back in like the late 60s that they, you know, like in a Tales to Astonish story, and Hulk and Giant Man or Hank Pym or something like stopped it. And he went to go try to find out this stuff about his father, and he accidentally recharged this lightning machine that turned him into, like, essentially what it is, a living lightning, a living lightning spark. So he ended up a couple issues ago getting into a fight with the original Human Torch, who was having a spaz, and he was flying around, and apparently this was over Fullerton. It was a very big deal that it was like, oh man, Fullerton. You know, Fullerton had, like, the biggest rub I think
they've ever had. Nobody ever talks about Fullerton.
Not many people. You don't hear a lot about Fullerton.
Because there's nothing there.
But if you were reading this book back in 1990, you would have known all about Fullerton.
You'd have been so excited.
So anyways, they had a fight over Fullerton, and somehow...
he was captured somehow by Dr. Demonicus. I'm not really sure.
Dr. Demonicus basically...
I don't know.
His machine... The Avengers somehow defeated him and turned him into like some sort of pure energy, but like Dr. Demonicus is... machine somehow like we're able to get his energy, and now they have him captive.
Yeah, and it like suppresses his energy, so he's just like a dude now.
Yeah,
a naked dude.
Yeah,
with one of those like lovely belt things.
Yeah, he's got him all covered. What's his face? Jawbreaker's being all racist, you know. Because you hear what he says here?
No, what does he say?
He says, big deal, you wound up with what looks like one naked wetback in a coma.
That's lovely.
Yeah, because he's like, we're the Lightning's from East LA.
Yes.
And so,
Racist.
And there's a lot, I don't know why they're doing this in this whole, like, there's a lot of that between you going on with these characters and, like, Living Lightning. Because Living Lightning's just trying to, like, figure his shit out.
Yeah,
like,
poor guy. He's fucking Living Lightning. That's got
to
be hard.
He's kind of has to be forced to be heel for a while.
Yeah.
You know, because basically Dr. Demonicus has some sort of, like, device that keeps him whole. And he can control that. But, you know, eventually he gets free of it. And it's kind of a mess.
Yeah. So he's like, well, here's the dude I brought you. So they like put like Typhoon
basically.
Yeah, Typhoon.
His name is Typhoon.
They tie him up too, and they're like, "Oh, great! So now we've got him." Who I guess Dr. Demonicus created.
Yeah.
But he knew this guy would eventually turn on him, and he did. And so now he's been captured, and now they're like, "What's in the box?" Basically, it turns into Seven, and they're like, "What's in the box?
What's in the box?"
And they open it, and it's the Stone of Life.
It's some sort of stone.
Life Stone.
Yeah.
That's not what it looks like. It kind of looks like that that like bologna that you get that has like weird stuff.
Olive
in
loaf?
It. Oh, it looks like olive loaf.
Ooh, is it pork roll?
It's pork roll, yes. No, it looks like olive loaf. Or he's like reaching into like like a, do you remember Snowballs?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, he's reaching into like.
Into a hostess snowball.
Yeah, into like but a hostess pink. Snowball. Well, they have pink ones.
Mm, delicious.
And he's going to pick up the olive loaf that's inside of it. I'm like, that's gross. It's like all pink and yellow. It's really disgusting looking.
That'd be kind of weird if he's like, I get that olive loaf that is with stuck inside snowball? The snowball.
Ew, no.
What a treat.
Yeah, that'd be like that thing I was reading on Deadspin where like somebody wrote in to like the Jamboree or one of those like Adequate Man things where they were talking about their friend who eats peanut butter with mustard.
Right.
Which,
well, that was the thing the other day where I was listening to one of my wrestling podcasts and Tony Schiavone, the WCW announcer, admitted that admitted that he does Cheese Whiz with Oreos.
Ew.
Or even more disturbing, onion dip with Oreos.
Ew.
And he's like, hey, this is good stuff. And then he, rightfully so, his co-host is like, what?
Yeah, what no, it's on? Good stuff if you're a monster.
Or if you're Dr. Demonicus. He loves himself an olive loaf dipped in, stuck inside of a snowball.
Oh, so gross.
Well, it's like, this is a delicacy from where I'm from.
Oh, no.
From the demons.
Yeah.
So basically he's got this stone and he's going to use it to,
I don't even know what he wants it for.
He's excited
to have it.
He has nefarious plans. So now we go. Now we're back with Iron Man and Tigra.
And apparently they went on a bowling
date.
They went on a bowling date, but she's still like, you know, it would have been more fun to go with Tony Stark.
I thought there's a whole point when she was doing her aerobics earlier. She was like, oh, I'm going to go change into something else.
Yeah, no, she's just wearing her bikini.
But she's still wearing her same. She's still looking like Tigra, like regular ass Tigra. And like Iron Man was there and they're all like, ah, we bowled and everybody thought that was weird, huh?
Yeah, because you're in a metal suit and you're a Tiger woman.
Yeah.
So as they're coming back, Tigra sees Spider-Woman. Like, and Tigra's, they're only like 30 feet in the air.
Yeah.
You can see her, Spider-Woman. And she's like, oh my God, there's a fucking prowler over there. And Iron Man's like, hold on, infrared scan. I'm like, do you really need the infrared when you're that close?
When you can clearly see her.
You can clearly see her. She is not small.
Also, Spider-Woman is not very good at hiding.
Yeah, she's kind of bad at this.
Well, granted, she's not really that good of a superhero at this point.
No.
I don't know if she ever does get this particular one, at least. But yeah, she's having problems.
Yeah, so she, Tigra jumps out and she's like, I'm going to fight you, intruder.
Yeah, so they get the jump because they don't know her.
Yeah, well, Iron Man sort of knows her. Yeah.
Iron Man sort of knows her because from Secret Wars, but Tigra has no idea who that is. So
yeah,
she starts.
Iron Man has to interrupt them and be like, hey, don't fight. I know who this person is. Because of the Secret Wars, he references it. Everybody else comes out because, like,
Which, by the way, alarm goes off. She came from the fucking.
Yeah, she came from Newport Beach. The ocean out by Newport Beach, all the way up to the Palisades.
Mm.
That's not close.
That's pretty far.
That's far.
Like, she had to get herself out of the water.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, he punched her all the way. Like, he just really hit her very hard. I'd say at least half a mile out to sea.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she got to get back and then drive all the way up to the Palisades.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. This was
you gotta take the 405.
And this, I think, is in the same night.
Yeah, it is. It's all the same night. Like, you got to take the 405 up that way.
You would think it was to be like, well, granted, I'm not exactly sure. I think it's at evening, right? Because the sky is purple. So I'm having a bit of trouble trying to determine.
It is because they turn the light on. And so they just got back from bowling.
That's true.
So I have no idea what time it's supposed to be.
That sky is purple. That's like in Purple Rain. Maybe this is a Prince video.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. this is the Prince universe.
The Prince universe.
So.
Does he serve pancakes?
Oh, he does. You know he does. He wears fluffy shirts and serves pancakes.
Why don't you purify yourself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka? I'm sorry. I had a conversation with a coworker the other day about how the Chappelle Show is timeless. And
it is.
It is. And I had to. I don't care.
That's just such a great.
That's a great skit.
The whole thing.
Everything's just fantastic about that show. I love that show. And I just, the stuff that it sticks with me, I can't help but to find a way to repeat it. And so we're talking about Prince, so here we are. But anyway, so they meet up with her, and, you know, so Spider-Man or Iron Woman or whatever, Iron Man and Hawkeye know her, Wasp know her.
Uh-huh.
And
she's like, hey, I saw this shit go down.
Oh, no, sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
I need your help. Because there was a guy, he punched me into the ocean, he's carrying this other guy, also had a thing. I think they're going to go see, you know, somebody evil.
Yeah, there's some stuff going on.
Help.
Down.
You guys are the only superheroes I know. And they're like, okay, cool. So they find this wax museum, they bust in.
How does she know where to go?
I don't know.
Does it say?
I think it says something like, oh, this is like, oh, because Hank Pym is like, oh, this was pulling illegal power. That's how we guessed it was this place. And I'm like, that's not.
Once we were over Costa Mesa, this I had this gadget of mine that detected an unauthorized power source. Okay.
Yeah, which, I mean, I think there'd be a lot of illegal power sources.
To which, this is, and the way they get in is one Iron Man just.
In California.
Yeah. Iron Man just kind of plows his way into the building.
Yeah, he just breaks in.
He just breaks in. They're like, hey, come, what the hell, Iron Man? He's like, ah, screw you.
He's like, fuck you. Fuck this wax museum.
Fuck this John Wayne.
He just knocked over Indiana Jones. So they all like go downstairs and they're like, oh, well, it looks like whoever was here is gone. And they just like left all this equipment running. And then all of a sudden,
A big hand
smash, like grabs the little device that Hank Pym is using.
Yeah.
And smashes it, and it is this huge, kind of like a blob looking guy.
Yeah.
Huge
monster.
Yeah, who's got like, he's wearing like a onesie. It says number one on it.
Literally says number one on it, like the big one.
Yeah, like the big one. And then he has shoulder pads.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely
he's
shoulder pads.
He's got some like football player.
They had to fit him with shoulder pads.
They did. I mean, like, they had to make like a football player shoulder pad thing. For somebody this big, this guy's got to be like 10 feet tall.
Yeah. Yeah. He's gigantic. And so they're trying to take him out. And
it looks like whatever. It's kind of like Parasite in that if you zap him, he takes on that power. And it makes him stronger. Yeah.
Is that what he's doing here?
Because they zap him with this and then he's able to zap it back here and he gets stronger.
He just uses like some.
Yeah, but it's Hawkeye's thing. They figure this out. So it's Hawkeye's, like, all the zap.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then he's able to, like, absorb it and make him stronger and, like, push it back at you.
Yeah. And so Wonder Man's not with him, and he's, you know, the strongest one of the group.
Yeah, and they're like, fuck, we could have used him.
And it was like, oh, it would be great if he was here, but, you know, he had to go and have a party and
have an angry bone.
Have an angry bone.
Sure, that's great for his date.
And what's her face? Scarlet Witch is here, and she doesn't, so her hex power isn't fully restored yet, so she's kind of there to battle, but she's not really that useful.
Yeah.
So,
well, she is useful here because Spider-Woman's like, I think the only way we're going to get this guy to go down is if he trips himself up, and Scarlet Witch is like, good idea, so I can make the floor really slippery, like icy.
Yeah.
And he's going to fall. So he does, and he falls on his back, and everybody's like, well, he's kind of like a turtle now. He can't get up.
So they find a way to trip him up, and Scarlet Witch is sitting here, and she's like, What's the deal here? You know, is she something about his short legs? Something about him?
Yeah, because he's just on his back and he can't get up.
Yeah, they're on his back. Weird. It's like there's something up here. I mean,
he's got weird proportions.
Yes, and then he starts crying, like wailing, like a baby.
Like, wait, why is he crying? He's crying like a baby. And they're like, wait a second, that's because we think he is a baby.
He is a mutated baby.
They just made a giant baby. That's a horrifying idea.
It's if someone just had a mutated toddler just warning to walk. I like that.
And so they're talking about it, and he kind of says something like, you know, Dork Monkus. And then like, what does that mean? They're like, wait, Dr. Demonicus? And that's when they find out who they're supposed to be looking for.
Yeah.
And that's what they're going to do next issue.
Yep.
That's it.
They're going to take care of it, and then they have to deal with this big baby, and then the next issue...
Yeah, what do you do with it?
Well, basically, they take it back... Basically, what happens is they take it back to the...
Palisade thing?
Palisades, and they put it in, like, a prison.
You mean a playpen?
A playpen prison. And the baby's, like... They basically kind of have to, like... What's her face like? Scarlet Witch is like, well, you know, he wants because they wanted to get him to calm down, so Iron Man literally throws Tigra into the cage and says, start purring so you can calm him down.
Oh,
which it does, but he grabs Tigra and he won't let go of her.
Right.
So Tigra is like, well, we have to get her out of the grip. So what they do is. So Hank Pym, so Scarlet Witch is like, well, I don't have any, I had imaginary kids, but I still have this
teddy bear. And Hank Pym, since he's got Pym particles, he makes shit bigger and smaller. Like, that's his deal here.
Yeah.
So he makes it a big teddy bear.
Oh, so he can play with it.
And then they use Spider-Woman. Spider-Woman's like, I think I know how to switch him out, this out with something else.
Yeah.
Like, and they're like, well, how do you know that? So they
basically do the Indiana Jones thing where he, like, puts the heavy thing where the idol is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so they give him this bear, and that's the whole thing where Spider-Woman doesn't want to tell anybody about why she knows how to do stuff with kids because she has her own kid.
Oh.
You know, and then she keeps trying to hold that from people. But...
that's the thing you want to lie about.
Yeah. Well, no.
The human you're responsible for.
Well, no, because what happens is also later in these books, like Spider or Hawkeye, basically like the shit with Dr. Demonicus is getting really crazy. So they're like, well, look, we got to like, you know, the world's going to get real fucked up because basically Dr. Demonicus raises a whole like volcanic country from the ocean.
Sure.
And he uses that, and then he gets sworn into the UN. So,
okay.
But after he does that, so like, you know, and basically like Spider-Woman's like, look, I gotta be taken back home. And Hawkeye's like, what do you mean? What do you gotta leave? So like, you're trying to help us. Now you gotta leave. And she's like, well, I can't tell you, my daughter, fuck you. You know?
Yeah.
And then, yeah. So it's, it gets pretty dramatic.
I see.
You know? And then Wonder Man shows back up and he's like,
I'll help.
He's like, I guess I'll help, you know? Cause done having a rate. Cause he goes back and like, they're like, you know, and Scarlet was just like, oh, I'm glad you came back from your date so soon. You know, like whatever.
Yeah. Don't you guys have like a way to contact him when you need him? Like,
you know what? They don't,
they don't have radios. They don't have.
No, that's the thing. That's the funny thing is like people are calling like,
they just, like
everybody for like on the phone. Like there's like,
there was no like invention. Like there's no like a comic book invention of like how they to get these fucking people some sort here of comlink.
Sort of commonly, kind of like
Star Trek's been on the air forever. You can't use like something like that.
Fast and Furious are yelling at each other. There's that scene in Fast 8 where like Tyrese is underwater.
Oh, they're still talking to each other.
And they're still talking to him, you know, on a walkie-talkie. And I'm like, no, he should be dead. But nonetheless.
Tyrese really should have died in that movie.
Oh, he should have
been. Because then we would be spared Tyrese in any other movies.
They could have named him, named the kid afterwards, Brian Tyrese.
Okay, what's Corona. What is his name in that movie?
Roman.
Roman. See, here's the thing with Fast and the Furious. They are not the characters they play. It's Vin Diesel and Michelle Rodriguez and Tyrese and Ludacris hanging out with The Rock and Jason Statham.
Yeah.
And Helen Mirren shows up because she's Jason Statham's mom.
And Charlize Theron
is there too. Like, they're not their characters.
One of the guys from Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah, he's there too.
I forgot what his character is. He's one of the...
Oh, he's the beard guy.
Yeah, he's a red-bearded wildling, one of those guys.
Yeah, he's the guy from Game of Thrones.
Guy from Game of Thrones. Not the mountain, but somebody else.
No.
But yeah, so that's how this book ends.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it for West Coast Avengers number... I forgot the number. What issue is this? West Coast Avengers number 70 from May 1991. Would you read the next issue of this?
I mean, maybe... I'm not going to discount it outright. I mean, I might read this whole trade one of these days. I would say maybe.
Yeah, I'm obviously.
Obviously, you already have.
Obviously, I'm almost done with this. I love this story. I don't know why. It's just because Wonder Man's in it, and there's all sorts of random ass drama. Actually, what's great in the next issue, somebody calls for the Hawkeye takes a phone call.
Oh boy.
And like in an issue that we read previously, finds out that somebody's like, hey, is Hank Pym there? I'm looking for him because we're supposed to go on a date. And he's like, he's not here. And then like another person, like somebody from an agency calls and he's like, hey, we really like the spec script that the Wasp wrote. Can we represent it? And he's like, oh, everybody's doing a spec script. She's not here. And then he sees them and he tells them,
yeah,
oh, you got a message. Somebody wants to represent you in Hollywood's Wasp. It's like, which is what I love about the West Coast Avengers, because it's very L.A.,
yeah.
Like, it's almost like the Californian sketch, but if they were superheroes.
Yeah, I could see that. Except nobody talking about how they got to Costa Mesa.
Like, they might as well.
Somebody might as well tell me how these people drove, like, flew. They were like, we went down this road.
There's definitely some traffic jokes in here.
There has to be.
There's, like, Hawkeye being like, I took the 2 to the 1, and now I'm here on the 10, and now I have to go to the 110, and I don't know how to get to Zangu Chicken or whatever.
Well, as long as they're not calling it the I-10, then you know somebody from California actually
It's the 10.
It is the 10.
So, yeah, so that's it for West Coast Avengers.
Yeah.
Avengers West Coast.
Yeah.
And
that's it.
I love this book. Thanks for listening, folks. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Angry Hero Sean, S-H-A-W-N.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram, and jenstansfield.wordpress.com.
And of course, you can find us on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever. Check us out there. Mm-hmm. Also, go and email us at worstcollectionever@gmail.com and Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts, Stitcher.
Whatever
you do, rate us, give us 5 stars, give us the best rating you can. If you think we deserve it, we would really appreciate that. So thanks for listening, folks, and talk to you again soon.
Bye.